Next month will mark 1 year since the most destructive fire in California's history, the Camp Fire. It nearly wiped out the town of Paradise and killed 85 people. But there is another community that was also devastated by fire 2 years ago. Thousands of homes in Sonoma County, California were destroyed, and folks there are still struggling to rebuild. Construction companies are just overwhelmed. And an effort is now underway to get insurers to keep paying out temporary housing benefits, which expire next week. Joining us now is Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane. Supervisor Zane, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. It's nice to be back.
In talking about those insurance companies, we should mention that the state legislature and the California Insurance Commissioner's Office, they're well aware of these problems. Lawmakers did pass this law in 2017 after the fires to help give homeowners more time to rebuild. But then there are these current mandates that insurance companies continue to pay out additional living expenses to those policyholders impacted for a minimum of 3 years after the fire. It only used to be 2 years, but still there's this new law, and it's so confusing. There's this new law that was not made retroactive, so it did not help the 2017 fire survivors, the ones that we're talking about. Why was it not made retroactive?
Yeah, no, it's not retroactive, which means a lot of the insurance plans, I should say a lot. I'm going to call out State Farm because they've been the worst. They are cutting people off right now when we're coming up to the second year anniversary of the fires. These are people who are in rentals. They haven't been able to rebuild yet. Maybe they're started. And suddenly these insurers like State Farm are saying, well, so sorry.
We did hear from State Farm. We actually reached out to them as well as several others, including Nationwide. But State Farm actually says in California, the California Department of Insurance reviews all of our State Farm's policies and coverages and approves all of our rates prior to use. So they're basically saying they've done everything they can. And if an insurance policyholder has an issue, they will look at the claims individually, but there's nothing more they can do.
That just isn't true. Well, I mean, they can blame it on the insurance commissioner, but the insurance commissioner doesn't have a lot of teeth if there's already a contract. They really are putting our fire survivors in a horrible place because suddenly they're going to have to be paying rent and a mortgage at the same time. And they're like still 6 months or more away from rebuilding their homes, which for a lot of them, that's going to be a choice if they haven't constructed yet, but they have permits. It'll be a choice of not rebuilding. There have been insurance companies such as Farmers and AAA that have extended for another 6 months the additional living expenses. But State Farm has not. Again, when they could absolutely dive into their bottom line and extend these additional living expenses for a few months, that just doesn't square with all of our survivors. We had a rally this last Friday night in Courthouse Square, and the stories are really heartbreaking. And the two names that keep coming up are State Farm and Nationwide.
Now, the state insurance commissioner has tried. They asked insurance companies to voluntarily comply with the new three-year law and told them that basically they have until October 8th to respond. What do you want the state to do to hold these insurance companies accountable? I know you say that they can only do so much, that it's in the insurance company's hands. But what more could be done on the state level to hold these insurance companies accountable?
Well, I think going forward, the new law is going to help because, you know, once you have the legislation, then the commissioner has some teeth to enforce the legislation. You know, it's one of these situations that we see ourselves a lot in these days in America, where corporations, you know, basically follow the almighty dollar and the bottom line, and they don't show that they really care about people. A friend of mine had her insurance plan with State Farm for 40-some years. She and her husband were retired school teachers. She got diagnosed with cancer 4 days before the fire, and she lost her home. 40 years, you know, where is the loyalty to those customers? Where's the human decency?
As you said, this new law will help somewhat in the future, but how much does the situation worry you about the future? This is just one batch of fire survivors. Yeah. But sadly, we may see other wildfires in the future.
Well, we may very well. We've been lucky so far this year, but You know, that can change in a minute. And I think we're all very worried about the ability of people to rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives. And if the insurance companies want to play hardball with people who have been loyal customers for years, well, I say we give them a black eye in terms of PR. People need to understand State Farm is not a good neighbor. They've been a very, very bad neighbor.
Shirley Zane is a supervisor in Sonoma County, California. Shirley, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you.